Good afternoon. You're listening to Burnham Sports. This is Tony Rice. And now, with the season about to launch for real tomorrow, we are joined on the line by head coach, one of the star players. He pitches as well, and he is director of baseball for the Flying Into Europe Hertfordshire Falcons. Welcome back to Burnham Sports. Chris Hitch, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Tony, and good afternoon, listeners.
Well, tell you what, Chris, goodness me, it was great to follow you guys last season. You managed our expectations amazingly well. Oh, Tony, four-year project, we're working. You finished second, you're flying into Europe. How has the off-season been? And I guess this is going to be a busy one. Talking to Wade last week, interesting to hear about the ability this season to squad interchangeability. It's going to be a real test of development, I suppose, this season.
Yeah, no, I mean, the off-season was great. I think given the success on the field of last year, there was a lot of interest of other players and to join the club, and has provided us with a very nice but still difficult challenge, which is trying to give everyone some playing time and development of our young stars, while leading with also a very seasoned squad. And it's going to be a challenge, as Wade mentioned. We have, as Hearts Baseball Club, we have created a Triple A team, and the idea is to have some of the players, especially the youngsters, playing in both Triple A and the National Baseball League, so they can maximize their developing time.
What I really like about that is it kind of maps onto the system in the States, baseball-wise. And again, I'm not an aficionado on it, but it seems to me that there is obviously the big leagues, and then they seem to have like an affiliation with kind of minor league teams where they can develop their players and have that kind of synergy, enabling them to get game time, develop, grow in stature in every sense of the word. So I find that really interesting that here in Hertfordshire, I guess across the country, that US model is alive and kicking.
Yeah, so that's the idea. It is, as you said, how it's done in the professional league in the United States, where you have this, what they call the single A, double A, and triple A, which is kind of the levels in the minor leagues, and you kind of graduate into the major leagues as you develop. And we're going, and that was the idea. Most, depending on the organizations here in Britain, some of them, of course, don't have the depth to have four teams. Mm-hmm. And we had last year a single A team, a double A team, and an NBL. And this year we went from three games to five games. From three teams to five teams. And one of them is AAA. So now we have the full range, and that's the idea, to develop our players to get to the NBL.
Of course, we're all very excited, projecting just a little bit into the future. European escapades as well to enjoy and to look forward to in Russia in the summertime. But right here, right now, in April, season gets underway this very Sunday. How excited are you? How excited are the team, both the Falcons and the Double A's, who likewise were very successful last year?
Yeah, I think everybody is excited. It's going to be actually both even single A and triple A they'll be playing, so everyone will be playing this weekend. We are facing the Mets away, so the reigning champions
A juicy start, Chris. Goodness me.
Sorry?
A juicy start.
Oh, yes. And it's going to be an excited two games. We have a very good roster for this year. It's going to be a good test to see where we stand. Excited about this new season. And as you said, looking forward to Europe too.
So many things to look forward to, enjoy. I'm going to look forward to following you all season. But for this one, ahead of that one against perennial champions, and kind of, I guess, borderline arch rivals. Don't you know, be too hyperbolic about it. It's got my juices flowing. I bet you guys are real pumped to lay a marker down on Sunday. But listeners, we're going to follow you guys all season, right through into Europe, and who knows, beyond. But tell us, Chris, maybe people encountering you for the first time, where can we learn more, get involved, and you know, just learn a little bit more about the amazing sporting institution that is the Hertfordshire Falcons?
Yeah, so I mean, again, as I said a bit earlier, we grow from a 3 teams to 5. That's because of the interest of many experienced players, but also new players that have joined the club, thanks to the MLB games, the Yankees and the Red Sox coming to England and to Europe for the first time ever in June, at the end of June. And I think that has sparked a great interest across the nation, and definitely in Hertfordshire. So if anyone wants to join us, the easiest way is to go to www.heartsbaseball.com or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Again, it's at Hearts Baseball, and you can find information. There is a contact us tab on the website, and in that way is the easiest way to contact. And even if you don't want to join straight away, we're always welcoming new players to come a weekend to practice or to play, so you have a feeling of what baseball is. And if you like it, of course you can stay. It's a really exciting sport. Also, youth. We are expanding with the youth. We have excitement opportunities this year with the youth baseball too. So in that sense, you can bring really the whole family into the baseball world and have great fun.
It really is, and always marrying success on the pitch and a family ethos behind it. I think you get those combinations going well, you're in a healthy place. Baseball is international, no doubt about it. Hertfordshire Falcons soaring into Europe this very year. Here in St. Albans, 92.6 FM, we're going to follow them as they fly throughout the campaign. Chris Hitch, for me to you today, have a good start to the campaign, and we'll follow you all season.
No, thank you, Tony. As always, thanks for all the support, and thanks for the good wishes, and hope next time we talk, we have great news from our side.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it, as I say, Chris. Wishing you guys well. I know that as well as all the efforts that you put into kind of planning the big picture, there's so much micro planning and strategy that goes into your great game. I'm sure it's going to be a busy Saturday afternoon, and let's see if those plans map out into positive action on the field. Season launches 2019 on Sunday. Cheers for your time.
Cheers.